you originally all get together to work behind Linda Ronstadt?
Not in a group sense. Glenn Frey and I were both in Linda's band at the same time. And we did have to do a lot of singing then, too, because she needed backup singers. So the Eagles as a group all together were never her backup band as a whole. Randy and Bernie drifted in and out, like they came and sat in a couple of nights. But Glenn and I were in her band for 6 or 8 months, I think.
But of course, you were also in a band of your own before that in Long Branch.
Prior to that, we were each individually in our own groups, yeah. He was in a duo with John David Souther, You're Only Lonely, Souther. And I was in a group from Texas called Shiloh. And we were both on the same record label, which is now defunct. Thank God.
Speaking of John David Souther, J.D. Souther, he's almost like a sixth Eagle in a sense. He contributes a lot to the Long Run.
He's contributed a lot to just about all of our albums. He's a great songwriter, and he's like a brother to Glenn and I. You know, I mean, we're just like family. And he's from Texas also.
John David Souther and you, Don, and Glenn, and Bob Seger, four of you, got together to write Heartache Tonight, right, the latest Eagle hit. Interesting combination of people who write a song together. How did that all come about?
Well, we didn't exactly get together. Well, again, Glenn and Bob Seger both grew up in Detroit. Seger has always been more or less been Glenn's godfather. Glenn used to come down and watch Seger record when they were younger. In fact, Glenn sang backup vocals on Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, I think. And he's always considered Bob his mentor, you know, or somebody to look up to. And so we've been trying to corner Bob for years to write a song together. And Bob finally broke down and rented a house in Hollywood.
Oh, my.
You know, he's been staying in pretty close in Detroit, try to keep out of the maelstrom out there. But one night we all went over to Glenn's house and sat around for, couple hours, had a few beers, and came up with the beginning of the song. And then Bob had to leave town, and so Glenn and I worked on it some more alone, just the two of us. And then we brought John David in later, and we worked on it, the three of us. And we never all four sat down at one time. And then finally we had it about half finished, and Glenn and I and the rest of the group went to Miami, and we finished it down there. And we would get on the telephone and sing it or speak the lyrics on the phone to John David and Bob to see if they were all right and see if they approved. So we wrote most of the song on the phone, I think.